I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. So, to label or not to label, a good question to kick things off today. Makes sense to label some things, like food ingredients, but some people really don't like labeling themselves, like on the census form we're all asked to fill out every 10 years. You know those boxes you're supposed to check to identify your race or ethnicity? Right now, the U.S. Census Bureau is considering adding one more box to the mix, a category known by its acronym MENA. That'd be people who identify as Middle Eastern or North African. We've got two views on this. In a few minutes, we'll hear from someone who isn't sure this is a good idea.
Who's going to have access to that list? Is it going to be like the infamous no-fly list? Can someone get off that list? There are just so many questions going through my mind when I'm thinking about this topic.
But first, let's hear from Maya Berry, who thinks a new census box is a good idea. She's the executive director of the Arab American Institute.
There will be a category that is added called Middle Eastern North Africa. One would be able to check that box and then within that be able to specifically identify their country of origin or ethnicity. So, for example, I would check MENA. Being from Lebanon, I would also add Lebanese.
So let's say you're Iraqi. You could mark MENA and then specify Iraqi. Could you also mark white, like check white?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good question because that's been one of the ways in which this category has been perhaps misunderstood or misreported on. The category itself is an ethnic reporting category. It is not a racial category. So within that, I could check white. I could check black. I'm a woman of color. I've never checked white ever on a census form. I've always checked out other and then filled out Arab American. So the issue of the racial piece would mean that I could check whatever I'd like with regards to race, but it just simply captures my ethnicity.
So if a lot of people from the Middle East and North Africa check this box, that would give the U.S. Census Bureau a better sense of how many people from that part of the world are now living in the United States. What benefits would that actually give them?
It's incredibly important. It's how we reapportion congressional districts. It's how we make determinations, the federal government does, on the spending of our federal budget and the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. When the Department of Education, for example, wants to make a determination on where they may need English as a second language program, it would be useful to know where there's a high concentration of newer immigrants from the Arab world who might need assistance with that. We're talking about data points. We're talking about policy. But the reality is this has real impact on people's lives.
I mean, it sounds like there are benefits, but there is some concern within communities that are Middle Eastern and North African that this could make it easier for federal agencies to surveil Arab households. It might place them on no-fly lists without their knowledge. Isn't that a fair concern, especially in the current political climate?
I completely understand those concerns. And I'll say this way. When the New York Police Department conducted its surveillance programs, frankly, spying programs on communities, they published what they called a community of interest program. And in the beginning of those reports, the first two pages where they cited how they conducted their surveillance of our community in New York, they used census data. This was after 9/11. And that was very disconcerting and very troubling. But my point to folks who have pushed back on this is that the value of arriving at a better category of our community far outweighs the risk, and particularly with regards to government surveillance programs, because frankly, it's happened without the MENA category, and regrettably, I trust it'll continue to happen by some agencies. So that's the first point. The second point I would make is that, you know, the U.S. Census Bureau has been a very good partner in this process for us. They are aware of the concerns that exist. We will have to do our due diligence with massive outreach programs to explain to our communities what the benefits are of achieving a better count and addressing these particular concerns.
So this is still just a proposed change. A new census form would go to Congress for final approval in 2018 in time for the 2020 census. Despite some skepticism, just to be counted, what does that mean?
The question of finding yourself in the form is an important one for a lot of us. I have two children, and in our local school district, even though we check off other and put in Arab American, one of them is classified as white and one of them is classified as Asian. And that's just sporadically how it ended up happening. I think part of it is just
and
a desire
you were,
to
you were born in Beirut, so does that change how your kids see themselves and answering them?
You know, they identify as Arab Americans, and one person tabulated the data one way, another person did it another way. So our ability to simply kind of identify the way we want to identify, I think, is important. And then I would go back to the very practical reasons the census is used to allocate hundreds of billions of dollars of federal aid, and we want to make sure that local communities have the resources on the city, county, state, and federal level that they need. And I think that applies to everybody.
Maya Berry, Executive Director of the Arab American Institute. For another perspective on this, we turn to Ala Basatne. She was born in Syria, raised in Chicago, and now lives in Miami, where she's a human rights activist and a writer at Fusion. Basatne says if the Census Bureau does add a MENA box, she'd be conflicted about checking it. I asked her what she ticks now on similar forms.
I usually check Caucasian or white.
And what about most of your Arab friends?
Caucasian or white. It's just some do Asians, but majority of us feel like we're closer to Caucasian or white.
And you feel that way internally in your mind, or you're checking that box so you don't have to check or write in Middle Eastern or North African descent?
Absolutely. I'm checking that box because I want to blend in. There are just so many politicians, so many reasons that are labeling us as outsiders, and I want to be an insider.
Let me just clarify this. This is interesting because it sounds like you want to blend in kind of an assimilation kind of way, but you also want to be able to honor your own tradition and culture. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I wear the headscarf. So on the street, people know that I am a Muslim Arab American, or at least a Muslim American. So when it comes to paperwork and things on the census, I'd rather be identified as white than risk being labeled under MENA and ending up on some kind of like hidden list that is like someone is like listening into my calls more than my Asian neighbor or my, you know, Latin American neighbor.
The Bureau estimated that there were 1.5 million households headed by people of Arab ancestry in 2013, but many analysts think the number might be closer to 5, even 8 million. Wouldn't it be useful to have a good estimate?
It would if we did not have politicians who are asking for Sharia tests and internment camps for Muslim Americans. We live in a very, very scary time. And it's unfortunate. Now when people or politicians actually say Syria on the news or on media, right away people think it's ISIS-related or terrorist-related. Unfortunately, there are many things that are written between the lines. Who's going to have access to that list? Is it going to be like the infamous no-fly list? Can someone get off that list? There are just so many questions going through my mind when I'm thinking about this topic.
You posted the other day that you were in an airport and you were thinking twice about, you had a magazine, about reading an article in that magazine. Just tell us about that moment.
I had a magazine that had an Arabic article in it, but then I thought to myself of all the stories that we've been hearing and reporting on recently of Arab Americans being kicked off planes just for saying inshallah, which means God willing, or saying anything that has to do with Arabic. So there's heightened fear, and therefore I did not open it and I did not read it because I didn't want the person sitting next to me to go say something, and therefore I would not end up on that plane.
The flip side to that is another incident that I'm hoping you'll recount, Ala. It's something that happened to you as you were walking down the street late at night. You just picked something up at the pharmacy. Take it from there.
Yes. So I was coming back from the pharmacy and this old lady in her car pulled up really close to me on the sidewalk. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, okay, she's going to say something horrible about my headscarf, or she's going to say one of the things that I usually hear down the street of Chicago and Miami. And all of a sudden she was smiling and she said, I only have one seat open in my car. I have my plants in the back. I would have loved to drop you both off. I was walking with my mom. She said, I would have loved to drop you both off, but I can't. So therefore, I'm just apologizing and tell you that I wanted to do this. I couldn't help myself but cry because I've never felt that connection with someone on the streets of Miami and Chicago.
She offered you a ride just like that.
She did.
These two incidents, I mean, it must make you kind of constantly think about different outcomes and how you just present yourself.
I'm always thinking about it. Before I do anything, even like before I honk the horn at someone that is driving in front of me, I think so many times, is this person going to look at me and see my headscarf and think, you know, I'm a rude person? Is this person going to label me? There are just so many things that I think about before I do anything in fear of being labeled or associated with the negative people we see on the media.
If you were totally free and not worried about consequences, Ala, what would you write down on a census form to describe yourself? If you had anything to write down, any label.
Arab American feminist.
Ala Basatne, great to speak with you. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Likewise.
Ala Basatne is a human rights activist and a writer at Fusion.